At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
The scientist couldn't believe what he was seeing. Every other sample of cells he'd seen died quickly in his lab, but these cells, from a poor black woman, doubled every 24 hours. He had to get more of them, at any cost. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Henrietta Lacks was a poor tobacco farmer from Virginia who died of aggressive cervical cancer on October 4th, 1951. But it wasn't her life that made medical history. It was after her death. When she died, doctors harvested her cancer cells at Baltimore's Johns Hopkins Hospital without her consent or her family's knowledge. But this theft was just the beginning. Her cells were the centerpiece of some of the most notable moments in medical history. Why were they so special? While other cells died in the lab, Lacks actually doubled. This was unheard of. Her cells, nicknamed Hella, were special. They were used to develop the AIDS treatment, the polio vaccine, treatments for hemophilia, herpes, influenza, and leukemia, and in vitro fertilization. In other words, her cells are responsible for saving lives. So where's the problem? Lacks and her family never benefited from the thousands of patents and billions of dollars her cells helped generate. Many of her family members couldn't even afford basic health insurance, let alone profit from their bloodline. It was 2013 before they even had a say in how her cells were used. Lacks's story exemplifies the medical community's exploitation of our people, including the fact that Lacks's family was disregarded in the beginning. This story inspires us to be vigilant in demanding ethical treatment and respect from the medical and scientific community. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.